Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to The Calm Within. Today's episode is all about something that might sound a little intimidating at first. Self-awareness. But trust me, it's not about becoming some kind of psychic or constantly analyzing your every thought. It's actually about cultivating a deeper understanding of yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, your triggers, and how all of that plays out in your daily life. And the best part? Mindfulness and meditation can be incredible tools to help you get there. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like you're reacting instead of responding? That's often a sign we could use a little more self-awareness. Imagine this. You're driving down the road and someone cuts you off. Now, without mindfulness, that can easily send your blood pressure soaring. But with some awareness, you might catch yourself getting angry before it fully takes over. You might even think, this isn't worth my energy, and let it roll off your back. See what I mean? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to supercharge your self-awareness journey. First up, self-awareness is like a muscle. It gets stronger with practice. Don't expect to become a master overnight. Start small, maybe pay attention to your breath for a few minutes each day, or notice how you feel in different situations. Just being present and observing without judgment is a huge step. Remember that classic saying, know thyself? Well, that's exactly what we're talking about here. Second, pay attention to your emotions. How do certain situations, people, or even thoughts make you feel? Don't just say I'm happy or I'm sad. Dig a little deeper. Are you feeling excited, anxious, frustrated, content? Naming your emotions is the first step to understanding them. Think of it like a detective investigating a case. You need clues. Your feelings are those clues that can lead you to a deeper understanding of yourself. Third, become aware of your thoughts. What's going on in your head throughout the day? Are you constantly worrying, criticizing yourself, or dwelling on the past? Pay attention to your thought patterns. You might be surprised at how often negative thoughts pop up. This isn't about silencing those thoughts, but simply noticing them without getting carried away by them. Fourth, observe your behaviors. How do you react in different situations? Are you impulsive? Do you tend to withdraw? Understanding your behavioral patterns can shed light on your motivations and values. Think of it like this. Your actions are a reflection of your beliefs and what you deem important. By paying attention to those actions, you're essentially getting a peek into your inner world. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when you make mistakes or have setbacks. We all stumble sometimes. The key is to learn from those experiences and move forward with grace. Self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that every day is a new opportunity to learn and grow. Let's say you're at work and your boss gives you some unexpected feedback. Maybe it's critical or makes you feel a little insecure. Without mindfulness, you might immediately jump to conclusions, take it personally, or even get defensive. But with self-awareness, you can pause for a moment, breathe deeply, and consider the situation objectively. You could ask yourself, is there any truth to what my boss is saying? What are they trying to communicate? How can I use this feedback to grow? See how that shift in perspective can make all the difference. So, remember these key takeaways. Self-awareness is a muscle that gets stronger with practice. Pay attention to your emotions, thoughts, and behaviors. Practice self-compassion and be kind to yourself throughout the journey. Ready to take it further? Try incorporating a few minutes of meditation into your daily routine. Even just focusing on your breath for a few breaths can help calm your mind and increase your sense of awareness. You could also start a gratitude journal, reflecting on things you're thankful for each day. This simple practice can shift your focus to the positive and cultivate a greater sense of self-awareness. As always, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts, experiences, or even questions about self-awareness in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember to stay calm within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.